All right, Bang Bang. Today is Thursday, March 21st, the kickoff of March Madness. I am joined by Chief. Chief, how are you?
I'm great. It's one of the best days of the year, so I'm glad we're talking tournament time.
It really is, man. Like, people like to shit on college basketball a lot, but you really can't beat these four-day stretch right now.
You can't. This is, like, one of the best stretches of sports the whole year. So you can talk about, I don't even know. Like, I love opening day. There's nothing really that, like, that first, maybe the first round for hockey is great, too. But nothing really touches March Madness for an entire weekend.
But is it cheating to bleed all these together? Like, we open up with March Madness opening weekend. We got March Madness for the next three or four weekends here on out. And then we got opening day mixed in there. Hockey playoff start.
It's a good time.
NBA playoff start.
Birds are chirping. Yes. Days are longer. You leave office and it's still light out. I mean, it's a good time right now.
Yes. Then we lead right into the Kentucky Derby weekend. There's usually a big fight that weekend. It's definitely a good time. It starts to get warm. We get that extra hour of sunlight.
I'm getting, like, all warm and tingly just listening to you list those off. Because I'm an immediate thinker. I think one or two weeks down the road, all I'm thinking about is really – today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
I was about to say, like, you can erase the weekend or even the Friday. That first opening day of March Madness where it's absolute chaos, where you're bouncing around all the different games. It's this game's ending, buzzer beater, okay, click over, next game's ending, upsets, the whole thing. And because you and I are gamblers, you got, like, you're in on almost every game. You're on it on your bracket, and you're in it probably on little side individual bets as well.
Yeah, it's such a good time. And you know what? You have a good problem when you just don't have enough TVs. Like, you just can't. Yeah. There's so many good things on. Because, you know, you've been there scanning your TV, and there's like, there's nothing to fucking watch tonight. That is not the case these next 4 days.
Yep.
You know that you are covered from 11 to 11.
You're booked.
Yeah.
You're booked solid. Don't talk to me. This is the TV. And I remember back in the day, when it was only, they had all the games going at once, but it was just on CBS.
Yeah.
That was in one channel, and they did like a good job bouncing around, but it would be so frustrating if, like, you were betting a game that was, you know, minus 12, okay?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we're clicking over to some buzzer beater, and the game is like at 13, like a difference that you wanted to kill somebody. But yeah, this is the way to do it. They have four games on at once. They got four different channels. Everybody makes the joke every year, time to find True TV. Well, it is. So go, it's 3:20 at my house. Everybody go find that.
Yeah, needless to say, we're talking about March Madness today because that's what everyone else is talking about. Mm-hmm. So it's not a sports podcast, but at the same time, we talk about what's topical and what's going on. So without further ado, do you want to go through the bracket? Do we want to talk about gambling methods? Like, how do we want to go work through this?
Well, I want to start a little bit different because the first thing that I would, a word that I would use to describe you is you're a very principled guy.
Correct.
Okay. It's a little bit of a undefinable quality. Like, we call it the Book of Ed, but it's a book of unwritten rules. It doesn't actually exist. So I know you're a gambling guy. You got things coming six ways from Sunday. I want to know if you have like one bracket that you work off of in different pools, or do you just try to increase your odds?
So honestly, I am very, very against people making multiple brackets.
I figured you would be.
Very, very
glad I asked. We got Dave over here rubbing his face. Yeah,
it is a prerequisite for me. If you have a bracket pool and you allow more than one entry, I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, same.
I'm out. I'm not doing that thing. I answered one last year. Like, the payout was $5,000, like $8,000.
Okay.
And then I found out that people were throwing in like six brackets. I'm like, see you later. I'll never do this again.
Yeah, that's bullshit. So I'm with you. Now, I'm with you in principle. Okay. That's how I tend to operate. But I also, because I'm in multiple pools, I do have a tendency to forget like some picks because I just run through it quickly. Because anytime I feel like in the years I've spent a lot of time like thinking about it and like reading about matchups, those are the years I do the worst. And I get angry at myself for not only sucking at picking games, but also like I just wasted all that time. So now I just like fly through it. Like I've seen over the course of the last 4 months, I've seen little snippets of everybody. Okay. It's not the best way to do it, but I'm like, I know I can name one guy on Marquette. I'm going to have them win that game because I've seen them play.
But it is maybe the best way to do it because when you know too much, it's almost worse for you, I feel.
You get paralysis by analysis.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And you see people, oh, that guy had that one game. Like, you just bitch in your head. It's like when you watch a lot, they're in your mind, there's no upsets that are going to happen. Like,
yeah, you don't think, good like, point, yeah.
Like, this team's good. How would they lose to this team I've never seen? It's like, well, that team's probably pretty good too.
Right.
They're just in a smaller conference.
Yeah. Yeah, so like who would have had Loyola? Nobody. You could watch Loyola 100 times. No one's going to be like, that team's a Final Four
team. No
one. So I do, getting back to the bracket thing, I do try to fill them out I do try to have one bracket, but I can never remember all 120 picks or whatever you need to make to fill out a bracket, and I'll never open up the original one. So if I'm on ESPN and Yahoo, there might be some slight variance, but it's not intentional. I'm trying to get it as close as possible, but it's a little bit of laziness that prevents me from doing that. But yeah, I'm glad we're on the same page with one bracket, because otherwise why do it at all?
Yeah.
Because it is more about, to me, there's an element of bragging rights about it, too, more than just the cash payout.
Yeah, put it all on red or put it all on black. You're either going to lose all your money or you're going to win a lot of money.
Yep.
That's just the way it is. Have you ever done really well in one of these?
So this is way, way back. I was in high school. My dad always used to have me and my brother, enter into his office pool. And so there's a 10-year gap between us. So I was like 15 or 16, and he was like legitimately 5 or 6, and it was the year Maryland won it. And so I would like read the teams to him, and he would just be like, you know, Stanford, okay. Okay. And then he went all the way through. He picked Maryland. He won my dad's office pool by just being like a 5-year-old, and like, just, it was like a monkey could have done it, but
That's incredible.
Did it. And I came in like third that year, like missed the payout. Patrick, my 6-year-old brother, winds up with like, you know, $1,200 or whatever that was in the office pool. I guarantee he never saw that money.
That's incredible. I mean,
he's
baby.
Taking plenty of money from my parents, but that specific $1,200 wasn't for him. But so that was the closest I ever got, and I still lost to a 5-year-old.
That's awesome, baby. Yeah. Genius. But yeah, I had the year that Louisville beat Michigan a couple of years ago. I had Louisville versus Michigan in the finals, and I had Louisville over Michigan, and I just cleaned up the whole fucking clean house, and it's like, all right, like, you look like a genius.
Yeah,
like
you do. Yeah, and it's like, I knew it all along. You guys are idiots. I'm not, and that's like, you get the double satisfaction.
Yeah, you really do, and I hate to do this because I'm really not going Darren Rovell on this, but as years go by and there's different kind of pools, I haven't filled out a bracket yet. I haven't been invited to a bracket pool yet. I'm all in on this Calcutta. I'm all in on spreads and lines, and there's Riggs from Barstool. He runs an awesome survivor pool.
Okay.
And I highly suggest you guys get in.
Get in it? Okay. I'll send him a text on the side after this. So I do a bracket out of tradition. I filled it out this morning. So today's Wednesday. We're recording on Wednesday. In years, when I was younger, before I was like more into like individual game betting through March Madness, that thing came out on Sunday. I had like a rough draft filled out Sunday night. Like that was the thing. And like, you showed up to school on Monday, and you started like going over. We had one buddy who like ran it for the entire school. He would like take like 15% of like everybody's, you know. So he probably paid for like his freshman year tuition at DePaul with running March Madness pool. So, but yeah, that was like a thing. And I'm with you on that. Now it's like, I hadn't looked at it until I pulled it up this morning, and did it in 30 seconds, and away we go.
Yeah, exactly.
And I probably won't think about it again until like, it's time to check to see how I'm doing. And like, I'm in two different pools with buddies. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm in a $200 square. I'm in a $250 square. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I just have higher interest than those nowadays.
Yeah, of course.
And then, on top of that, I got Calcutta. Yeah. So, but it's just, I don't know. The thing about a bracket, I also will do it like head to head with my dad just for fun. Mm-hmm. You know, just like an old school thing.
Yeah, my family does like one bracket too. So there's like 7 of us in the family with like brothers-in-laws and stuff. And that, like, I legitimately finish last in that every year. It's like my sister Michaela, we've done it like 6 years in a row.
She just cleans up.
She's like, I got my favorite colors are purple and gold. I'm going with Washington. And like, that's her strategy. And always wins.
Yeah,
like I would say 4 out of 6 years she's won that.
That's the move. The move. All right, so let's take a look at these. But hold on, I do want to shout out Riggs' thing. If you, I mean, maybe I don't know how you'll do it now since the tournament started. But anyways,
next year, guys.
Yeah, next year. Unless maybe I'll throw this out early tomorrow or something like that.
So yeah.
Before, like,
yeah, that's probably
yeah. So people could listen to it before. But this thing is so great. It's Grantland did it, so they were the originators of it. It is, you pick 2 winners on Thursday. You pick 2 winners on Friday, 1 winner on Saturday and Sunday. If you lose on Thursday, one of your, just straight up, not even against the spread. If you lose, if one team loses, then you could buy back in, but you got to pick 3 winners on Friday.
Okay.
If Friday you lose,
it's like a farmer shot.
Yes,
but
you could buy back in twice.
Okay.
And then you got to pick like 4 winners on 5 winners on Saturday, 6 winners on Sunday. It's like crazy how it works. Just look it up. It's like,
yeah. Sounds awesome. Yeah. No, I'm going to get in on that too.
It's one of the coolest pools I'm in as well. So that's great. But like we said, let's get into the bracket here.
Sure. Where do you want to start?
I mean, let's start top left, man. I mean, that thing is a gauntlet.
So I sent you a text that night because we both have been following LSU this year. They're one of your Calcutta teams. I think this is a decent draw for them.
You think so?
I do, because I'm not, even though like Michigan State like got hot at the end, they won the Big Ten tournament, I still like, I love teams in the tournament that have guards, that can score, and that is LSU. So guard play always wins out. I think that they're going to, you know, are you afraid of Maryland for LSU? Probably not.
No.
I have Belmont winning that game. And then, yeah, so I think it'll come down to LSU, Michigan State, and I wouldn't even be surprised if LSU gave Duke trouble. Like, if Zion is not 100% right or something happens, like, it wouldn't shock me if LSU came out of that, even though it is, like, that is probably the toughest one in the marquee name region, but... I think LSU is a dangerous team.
They're really good. It's scary because what's going on with their coach, Will Wade. Mm-hmm. I know Smart's back from that whole saga, but I don't know, like, I really love Naz Reid, and I think like he's not going to be afraid of Zion at all. Like, he's just going to go at him, which is going to be really fun to watch if it comes to that.
Yep.
But besides that, I mean, I agree with you. I like LSU's road to the Sweet 16. Don't sleep on Virginia Tech, though, man. I mean, that's not a bad team.
It's not a bad team. I just, like, we're talking about, you have one thing stuck in your head about a team. That day that they had, like, 11 points in the first half or whatever. Like, that, was that early, you know, late January, that was the worst performance I've ever seen by anyone. So I know that they are capable of that. So I just, I can't. Like, I just can't pick them. Like, I know. I've seen them play other times, but in the back of my head, it's always Virginia Tech. Like, I'm going to take the under now in every single game Virginia Tech plays.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's nothing left for us to say about Duke that's not already said. Yeah. Clearly the most talented team in the tournament.
They should win the tournament.
Yeah. But it's a single elimination tournament. You don't know what's going to happen. But it's definitely, I would say, the most interesting out of the four regions.
Yeah. The other one that I really like is... the South.
Okay,
you got your Virginia Cavaliers.
That's top. Not mine. Take that back.
You're going to hate them forever?
I mean, it sucks because I really like Ty Jerome. I like Kyle Guy. I like DeAndre Hunter. I like the players, but I like Bennett, the head coach. It's just like...
he's great.
That's just tough to come back from.
It is. But I think that's the story this year. Yeah. Like, how does Virginia... because, again, they've been one of the best teams in the country all year long. They seem like they're a better team this year.
Yeah,
and Tennessee has been, that is kind of, in terms of the top four seeds, I think that's probably the easiest bracket.
The easiest road, I mean, I don't know, like, Villanova's really put it together in that Big East tournament. I know the Big East isn't great, but look out for them to kind of maybe make it to the Elite Eight. I don't know. It's going to be...
Cincinnati's been dangerous, too. Like, they look good against Houston.
Super interesting. Is Purdue going to surprise you? Was Tennessee an anomaly this whole year? I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a lot of interest in the bottom half of that. As far as the top half, I don't know if I really believe in Wisconsin. I like Ethan Happ. I mean, he's a monster.
I like Ethan Happ. That's one of those things where I'm like, I've seen Wisconsin. I know what they are. And then I have an idea about Bruce Weber.
Yeah.
I just can't ever get fully on board with the Kansas State team.
I know, and a lot of people are worried that they're going to get upset in the first round by UC Irvine.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I mean, I love Kansas State. We have them in Calcutta, like you guys heard, if you guys heard that episode. Dean Wade is doubtful for the first weekend, at least.
So that's...
that hurts a lot.
That hurts.
Preseason, I believe he was Big 12 Player of the Year. So it's... he does a lot. He's a big focal point in their offense. But that region's wide open, but...
what do you think about Gonzaga? Is this the year they finally...
So moving down to the bottom left, Gonzaga, I don't think so. Okay. I don't know. I was really big on the Karnowski team that went to the
Sabonis
championship. That was the year before, I believe, was Sabonis. But then with Karnowski, and then I'm blanking out on the guard they had.
I loved that Sabonis team. That's why I got it confused with Wilcher, who's like the McDonald's All-American from Kentucky and ends up in Gonzaga. I'm like, this is a squad.
That was a fun team, but no, and I also have a lot of rooting interest in that region.
Okay.
Based on
Calcutta. Marquette,
I got, I have Syracuse, who they might meet in the second round.
Okay.
So then.
So does that influence, like, your bracket?
Yeah. Kind of, it does. Yeah. So that's also why it takes away from my bracket, but just looking at the heavy hitters, not even my Calcutta aside, I mean, Marquette versus Murray State first round.
It's going to be awesome. Like, we were talking before we even started, that's the most... to me, the most intriguing first round game, if you're a Chicago fan.
Yeah.
Because Ja Morant, what is he supposed to be, the third pick?
Yes.
Okay. And that's right, probably where the Bulls will end up. And they kind of need a point guard. Mm-hmm. And I watched one of their games in the conference. And it's like, this kid is not, like, I was under the impression that he was more of, not that it's a bad thing, but like a Russell Westbrook, where he's just a freak athlete. He can actually run the point. Like, he's a great pick and roll guard. Like, I was not anticipating that. Just because all you ever see are highlight dunks.
Yeah, that's gonna be a fun first rounder.
Yeah.
Because Marcus Howard, his wrist was a little injured in that Big East tournament, but I don't really know who's going to come out of there. Texas Tech is a team that made a good run
like
last
year. I like Texas Tech, yeah.
Really strong coach. Nevada, a 7 seed. I mean,
that seems low for them.
They still got the Martin twins. They were top 10 preseason. The talent's there. They got a few big transfers. And then Michigan kind of underachieved, but they always seem to do well in the tournament lately.
Yep.
That, I mean,
and I like John Beilein too. Like, that's another name where it's like, that's a coach that I feel like you can ride to the Sweet 16 at least.
Yeah, John Beilein. And then I love John Beilein.
Yeah,
I completely agree with you on that. And then Florida State, they made a Final Four last year.
I know, but that's another
elite. Did they make the Elite Eight?
Elite Eight.
They were a game away from the Final Four.
That's another team though that I have them in that Vatek category where I'm like, they're great athletes, but they play really good defense, but I don't really trust them. I don't trust them if they're down four with 4 minutes to go to be able to string together like three possessions. So, and those teams scare me.
For sure. And I'm just saying as well, looking at all those teams and how much, you know, dark horse potential there is, I think you're a fool if you take Gonzaga. Because there's too many teams in that region that could just be like, I could see it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I agree. And I was bouncing around Texas Tech. I like Texas Tech. I had them in that spot. Because right now, you just called me a fool. You're looking at my bracket. I have Gonzaga
coming out.
Honestly,
I didn't even
notice
that.
Yeah, because I do agree with that. But it's not like there's one team where it's like, it could be any of these teams. And if it's all of them are kind of scary, then I'm just going to go with the best team. And I do think Gonzaga is the best team in that bracket. It's not like other brackets where I could see it even in that Duke region. I'm like, I could see Duke laying an egg at some point, even though they're the most talented team, just because they're young, they haven't been through it. I still don't love their point guard play. There are some potential something happens to
Flaws,
Zion.
Yeah
there's something could happen. But in that West region, I look around and it's just I could easily see Marquette beating Gonzaga. I could see that happening.
Yeah, you could see Syracuse beating Gonzaga.
I fucking hate Syracuse.
I agree.
I'm so tired of that 2-3 zone. I want it to be banned. Ban the 2-3.
They've looked so bad this year, but looked so bad in previous years.
Doesn't matter.
They've been just looking great in the tournament.
Well, you might be too young for this, but John Chaney and Temple. They would be shit all the time. They would find a way to go on a little run in the A-10 tournament back when Temple was, I think, I don't even know if they're still in the A-10. And then they would play that 2-3 zone. They would fuck everyone up. And then all of a sudden, Temple, they're in 11 seed and they're in the Sweet 16. You could set your watch to it.
Yeah.
And Syracuse is the same way. They'll be a 9 seed and all of a sudden they're in the Elite Eight again.
So if you're in a couple pool, if you're in a smaller pool, I know I'm going against my word, but if you're one of those people that does do multiple brackets, and if you're in a $10 one, your cheapest one, and there's a lot of entries, so it's a big money one, I don't think it hurts to throw a chance on Texas Tech or Nevada, because you're going to be a lot different than everyone else's brackets, and you could win a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, there is money to be had this year, because it is, aside from the top, I would say three, which are all the ACC teams. The rest of the field is throw a fucking dart.
It is.
This is a year to pick upsets because no one's really that great.
All right, let's move on to the Midwest, the last region, and then we'll wrap it up here. So obviously we got Carolina on top. Utah, you have Utah State moving on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is kind of a weird one too. I'm not high on Kansas.
Me neither. I liked what I saw from Auburn, and I like Bruce Pearl. I want to see more. Not that I necessarily love him as a coach, but I like him on TV.
Yeah.
So I want to see Bruce Pearl make a run if possible. So Houston, they're a team.
I
like Houston too. They can score.
Calvin Sampson versus Bruce Pearl matchup. How about if we get one of those?
That would be great.
Battle of scumbags.
Yeah. I forgot that he was the Houston coach.
He certainly is
one of the biggest scumbags.
Yeah, he is. Kentucky, I like Kentucky a lot. I'd love to see a Kentucky North Carolina rematch that they had earlier in the year.
I do love when the Blue Bloods get together in the tournament.
Yeah.
So if we get Duke Michigan State, that would be cool. And then the only other big potential one I would say in the Elite Eight is Carolina and Kentucky.
Yeah, Iowa State's pretty solid. Don't sleep on them. But they would have a tough time fighting with the Blue Bulls, I think.
Yeah.
But that's it. I think we're ready to get out of here. Is there anything any last prediction you want to throw out there? Or what do you want to do?
I want to see everyone at Old Crow.
Old
Crow. Call up, make a reservation. We're working on some things, so hopefully everyone has a reservation. Hopefully you'll have a corresponding team, and we're gonna have some fun. So that should be a good party. So that's Friday.
Tomorrow. Friday we'll be there at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Be there tomorrow at 10 o'clock. All right, Old Crow. We'll see you there. All right, everybody. Good luck.
Bang bang.
Good luck gambling. Bang bang.